Yo, what up? It's the King of Clubs. Who it is? Trap Beckham. And you got to know I'm locked in with Talk with Chocolate. Let's go.
Hey, y'all. What's poppin'? Y'all are now tuned in to Talk with Chocolate on 93.7 Crown Radio. I am your host with the most, the fashion icon, fashion guru herself, Pink Orr, the Chocolate Doll. And y'all know the vibe each and every Friday and Sunday. Y'all know that I talk my shit and I pop my shit. And of course, I'm about my shit when it comes to fashion and music. So y'all know, you girl, I got to see on all the latest trending topics. So I'm in everybody's business. I'm in everybody's business. I know that's right, but nah. Today, I have a very special show for y'all. I have a legend in the game, in the building, y'all. I have Big B, Vito, formerly of the group Nappy Roots, in the building later on, y'all. Doing a live interview, sit down with your girl, Dior. But, until then, get y'all drink, get y'all vibe going. It's time to talk with chocolate. So, shout out to my girl Cardi B, y'all. Following her sophomore album, Am I the Drama? Debuting number one on Billboard. It has now officially been certified 2 times platinum by the RIAA. I know that's right. I know that is right. Am I the Drama is the first album released in 2025 to be certified multi-platinum. And it's also the first female rap album certified multi-platinum since Cardi dropped her Invasion of Privacy first album. This is so fire to me, y'all. Like, she literally just dropped it September 19th. But the pre-sales and all that was doing numbers. Not to mention, my girl's marketing budget and roll out her teeth and did it. Created, baby, it ain't down. And she definitely was in her bag with it all, like, literally, literally. And the whole album, it goes, it's definitely a hit. Don't skip that all out, promise. I know that's right, Cardi. Best-selling female rap album, 2 decades in a row, baby. 200,000 copies sold in 1 week. The first week, stop playing with my girl. Put respect on her day. But nah, seriously, speaking of Cardi B, y'all, and her sophomore album, Am I the Drama? Her track, Principal, featuring Janet Jackson, the Raze, the Bar, and Standards, baby. That's right, y'all. Janet Jackson has now became the first black woman to place a new Hot 100 hit over 5 distant decades, thanks to Cardi B's Principal track. Yes, I so love it. And it's just like, if y'all seen the interview Janet Jackson did a while back, she always said she loved her to Cardi B just because she's a real person, keep it real, she's funny. She even hit the stage at one of her shows performing one of Cardi B's songs, like not rapping it but dancing one of Cardi B's tracks. Now, I've seen a lot of people talking crazy about like, oh, it's just a sample, this and that. Yes, it is a sample of Janet Jackson's Puzzle Principle track. Yes, that's correct. But Janet cleared that sample. Janet definitely cleared that sample. At the same time, got paid for it being, you know, bought. And got paid for being featured as being on the actual track. So that's a boss move. That's a boss move. And the whole track put together is definitely fire. Definitely, you know, gives what it needs to give. But Cardi, girl, drop a video. We need a video when you and Janet in there eating stuff. Please and thank you. And Lord, y'all, I see why my girl Cardi named her album Am I the Drama. Girl, after seeing her winning right now, and it got all her haters, panties all up in a bunch, baby. All up in a bunch, pull it out, to get over it. Yes, as I mentioned last week, a hit dog gon' holler in response to when JT went on social media going on a rant about Cardi's song Magnet after she didn't listen, obviously, the song Magnet. And as I said last week, if my name ain't even mentioned in it, you ain't adding me. You know what I'm saying? You just talking. I'm unbothered. Ooh, but JT definitely gave very, very bothered. She even took it upon herself to still be carrying on the drama on the internet as of 2 days ago. Getting on there saying crazy stuff about Cardi B. And not only that, but she also was like mentioning stuff about Cardi's pregnancy. It's just a hot mess, y'all. But check this out. Not only did she have JT all bothered, she got you know who pressed right now. Very fresh, seeking attention, and fresh, and she's not young right now, you know what I'm saying? Like, she took upon herself to go on to social media saying that she has an album dropping next after Nicki came online throwing mad shade towards Cardi. And of course, you know, Cardi ain't going for that. She definitely seen it. And she definitely didn't hold back not one pinch of lip thing. And I know that's right. Like, this is so lame to me, y'all, because Cardi ain't even mentioned this woman's name. She ain't even been thinking about her. She been in her bag, being a mother. Yeah. Nicki couldn't help with her to have herself, like, start something up. Like, Nicki real life been itching for a response. Soon as Cardi dropped her sophomore album, and it's doing numbers, and you know that she's marching him with Vince. Here comes Nicki. Like, girl, bye. Let her have her moment. Let her have her moment. It's giving very much hating. It's giving very much hating on the next female that might be better than you. Like, even the queen herself, Lil' Kim, she even had to step up in Cardi's defense via Twitter. And she like, what type of stuff is this, this and that, you know what I'm saying? Like, it got all the girls riled up right now. It got all the girls riled up right now. Baby, you do. But listen, Cardi, stay in your bag. Keep popping your stuff. Cause if you ain't got the haters talking, then you ain't doing your job good enough. You know what I'm saying? So you definitely is the drama. You got these chicks all riled up right now. I love every minute because your album is popping and they can't handle it, babe. They can't handle it. Just when I thought these things get even more crazy in these streets, y'all. Lord Jesus, here come Chris Gotti. That's right, Irv Gotti's brother. Now, y'all, he just stepped onto the Breakfast Club yesterday, and he's still bringing up Nelly White with Gotti. Like, Lord, when do y'all stop? So, y'all, Chris Gotti just spoke on his disappointment in the shopkeeper not physically visiting him after Irv said it says that she was only on Murder, Inc. because of him. And said that she should have known that he did everything for Ashanti and her mother, so sending a text message and flowers after Earth's passing was not appropriate. Y'all, listen, this is mad crazy as well. Like, they talking like they really like own her, like this is acting like a contract, like what's going on? It's giving very much entitlement for me. It's the entitlement for me. Like, in that moment, that's when her husband at least stepped in, like, hey, bro, you know what I'm saying? That's a thing I'm protecting because I'm straight. She don't need a legal action for real because this is crazy. It's giving upset. It does. Protect the shot at all costs, y'all. This is wild. I'm done talking my shit. Y'all know me. Y'all know Chocolate. But as I mentioned, I have a very special guest stopping the room. I have Big V in the building, y'all. And he up next. So y'all keep the lock in, girl. Hey, hey, y'all have Chocolate. I'll be right back, y'all.
Get money. division, magazine and man, internet television. Clearly, been my own competition. Overdose is a must. If it come to the lid, unbearable pain, never dampen my spirit. Squeaks without my know-how, just for you to hear it. Nightclub, house party, hit a coliseum. I'll go with what I know how. If it means stop breathing, if it means break me up, for us to get even. If it means stop cheaping,
hey y'all, I am back. Y'all are in the building. Talk with Chocolate. I am your host, D Order Chocolate Dow. And as promised, y'all, I have a legend in the building. One of my favorite artists. We got Big B. Vito is in the building, y'all.
What's up, little mama? You alright?
I'm doing great. How you doing?
A day in Kentucky is raining, but it's lit, you know.
It's always lit.
Always lit.
I appreciate you so much for taking your time out and rocking with me today.
Right on. Thank you for having me and sharing your platform.
Oh, no problem. I wouldn't have it no other way.
Oh, you big old pimp. All
right. I know that's right. So, you ready to get them gems and just talk with your girl Chocolate today?
Oh, yeah. Let's do it.
All right, let's get into this. So, you're from Bowling Green, Kentucky. What was that like growing up out there?
A real fun childhood, a different one. Growing up in segregation, you know, it was over. But now we still live in the same neighborhoods our parents and grandparents lived in. So it was still one and the same. I lived in my backyard was an American Legion, so that was popping.
Really?
Yeah, my mom was a church girl, evangelist. So I'm in church four times a week, and she sang in a group. So music was natural, you know. And then outside my house was, you know, Otis Redding, Johnny Taylor, you know, card game, spade game.
Mm-hmm.
Like that. Then back in my yard was American Legion. And then my mom married, I had a stepfather that came along that was into country music.
Oh.
Yeah. So we moved by the white folks before dope came out. And my music, I was always into music more than football or whatever, but I was big and fast and corrupt. So I played football and it made me popular. But I was known for rapping my whole life. Went to college like everybody else 1 year. And had a kid, and I quit school, and 6 months later after that, I was hit by a tow motor. So, music was kind of okay, you know? So I ended up with these boys up west in Kentucky University, Skinny Scales, Tiz, Ron Clutch, and became Nappy Roots. And over the years of 95 and 98, people would steal our tapes or whatever we was doing. And then we came up with a record store, mom and pop store. Master P was hot in the South. And everybody was into independence.
Mm-hmm.
So did that, signed a record deal in 98 with Atlantic. And started the 8-Ball NJG Chitlin Circuit Tour, you know. Young Bloods, Nappy Roots, Trick Daddy, you know, Trina them. Bitch, you
the
know,
good music.
Daddy, you know, and,
the great music.
So that was that. And we went, into it like that. And, that's how I got started. And I could play ball and my people was hoodlums and they would love to hear me flow. And I've always had a big, deep voice and could describe things. And so, I went after rules, can't play football no more, and got hit by a tow motor. So naturally, I'm a street boy, I'm a weed man.
Mm-hmm. And
so that, you know, going through the years of music, meeting a lot of cats like you, and it was a lot of gatekeepers, you know?
Mm-hmm. Right.
And now we restarted. And now me and you can do our thing and we ain't got to get set up before we go there, you know?
That part.
Yeah, so it was.
That part.
So I ain't had no radio station or nothing. I was the person, you know, entrepreneur from where I'm from.
That's dope, though.
And we talking 25 years, my tenure. So I left the group in 2012 to raise my kids. My significant other dropped my kids off at my mama's and said she didn't want them no more. So she didn't look back as an adult. So I left music. And I've been raising kids for 15 years.
That's a real man. That's a real man. Handling business, taking care of your kids. I respect that so much.
Right on. So we got that. And the more I became here and local, and Nappy Roots, you know, 11 million people, I created a QR code that you scan with your phone. It got the music on it. I just started putting it on cannabis products.
Oh, that's fire.
Yeah, before COVID, I got my own dispensary. So now, you know, it's Vito's dispensary and studio. I got my studio in the back. And so we record straight the QR code. And no 11 million people, and now I'm on the phone with you. And we're shooting movies, you know, busy. I'm just old nigga, you know.
Talk your stuff, I know that's right.
So that's how, you know, so. Really listening to Jay-Z and the greats before me and getting to the corner store with the corner office, and I went and did that. And now raising kids, being the only father on the block, you realize you're more needed.
So
doing programs with the Breathe Light of Chance, a nonprofit organization, and working on identity and who are you and what color, what's your favorite color, what's your favorite sound,
right?
What weather can you do without? What car will you drive? How much money will you make? What's your mom and them do? Would they like be boss if they didn't have, if they had a credit score? Yeah, well, hell, let's get you one.
Right.
So we got them programs like that. That's what I'm up to.
I love that. It's like you actually had a scholarship for football at Kentucky University. Like, was sports something that you really, really wanted to do, like be a football player back then?
I wanted to use it to my advantage. I was always drama and theater.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I was a kid of the arts early. I was into that. School. So I was going to get a scholarship in football the next year, but what got me there to Eastern was drama and theater.
Oh, that's dope. And that's so, real dope.
Yeah, so having that training and taking geography and all the things in high school, knowing that I wanted to be a rapper from the very beginning, and it was highly unlikely geographically where I'm from, being that rap was East Coast or West Coast at that time, you know? Then watching Outkast and watching Dre Nim be the best artist with the best music and still get booed at the award show. And he was like, the South got something to say. And and then to come in those hallways and corridors 3 years after and fall Outkast down there to the top, you know? At one point, we had music on the charts together. And that was like a childhood dream of mine, you know, being from Kentucky, not quite south, but not, you know, Kentucky's in the middle. We border five states. So being a country boy, rural, and right after Nelly did Country Grammar, Atlantic got on the plane and come 4 hours off road and come to Kentucky and got the next country act. So, being a part of that. And then, yeah, now years later, just teaching kids what rap music gave me was freedom.
That's deep. That's real deep. Well, I feel like the drama things worked out for you in the long run because you did cast in a few movies, including the Don't Shoot the Messenger. You landed you a role in that film. So, like, how did that go for you, being able to be in different movies?
It was always people rooting for me to do my solo thing. And I didn't know that I was supposed to go solo after my first verse and second. And so I'm true to it, you know. I was just allowing the experience. You know, I always knew I was different than the other guys.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just enjoying the moments we had, and I was learning so much. And then there was a lady named Jamie McCoy, who was handling Pastor Troy at that time. She was like, here, you need to do your own thing. Pitbull and Cameron was really doing their thing independent. And she, you know, she would just encourage me. She was like, I'm going to give you your first shot. So she put me in that movie. And then she was this great friend, the angel that I needed at the time. So she put 45 seconds, you know, now I'm starring, you know. And Business of Christmas on BET Plus and things. So, you know, now I get my feet wet. But, yeah, so I always wanted to do that, except for doing music. Now I can paint a picture where you can see it. It's the only difference between me and the movies. And as far as music and the movies goes, making that transition. Now I'm like, wait a minute. You know, now something else, you know. So now I'm just working right now. We shooting the movie as we speak, called The Dispensary. And, you know, we from the country.
So
long ass word all day. So we at the re, you know, they over at the re, not the dispensary. We at the re, you know. And so we coming out with a live series of that and filming and shooting and, you know, getting my ice cube on my Queen Latifah or Will Smith.
I know that's right.
You know, LL, you know, all the guys who never rapping.
That's how I'm trying to get my making good on, for sure.
Come on, come on. I got a new record called Dog Liquor, and we working it out with Remy VSOP right now. And we're going
to
cast for the video, you know, a dark-skinned woman.
Oh, yes, holla at your girl. Holla at chocolate, I'm down.
Got to have a star. Ain't nothing like chocolate.
Yes, that part.
That part.
Okay, so in the 2000s, you guys dropped the first album, Watermelon Chicken and Grits, which went platinum, multi-platinum. What was that moment to know, like, y'all first album went platinum?
Like a kid with that ball in the backyard when it was like 3-2-1 and you shoot it. It was that shot, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And to watch MTV and BET as a kid and record the videos and take it over while you're dating, you know, who had the best videotape with the videos on it? It's like that. Watching Fab Five Freddy, Big Les, you know, Roxanne Shantae and Biz Markie and all the rappers on all of these stations. And for a mind to be there and to do a spring break BET and MTV, oh shit. Pinch me. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about?
I would have cried.
Man, I did a little. And I was like, man, trials are trials. I serve such a strong God.
That's fire. And speaking of that album, one of my favorite tracks, I'm not going to lie, is most definitely Po' Folks featuring Anthony Hamilton. To me, it was like such a positive, like motivating track. No drug references, no lavish lifestyle included, just regular, pure-hearted people who love life. Like, how did that collaboration come about with you guys?
Well, actually, we had a great A&R named Mike Cameron, and he had a lot of talent on his roster. And I was Muddy Waters coming from Kentucky, something they hadn't seen.
Mm-hmm.
And he had a lot of artists that kind of needed of me and I needed of them.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so he had a great roster and I was really this music head and didn't really know what I was doing, but it was like Chess Records. Because there was a Muddy Waters, then you got Little Walter. And then after that Little Walter, you got Chuck Berry, you know?
Right.
So, Anthony Hamilton was over there with, he was on Atlantic with this great singer named Sunshine Anderson.
I love her.
Yeah, and they was on Soul Life Records, Heard It All Before.
Mm-hmm, that's my jam.
Yeah, they was jamming over there. I seen her in the Congo Room or whatever. and Mike kind of caught the vibe and knew what she had with a roster. And, you know, I'm old Deacon kind of voice. And all my life I've been pro. And so it was me, the first 500,000 copies. I met Avenue the day of the video shoot.
For real?
Yes. And he had got on the track. Mike had extended him that. He looked at me and said, hey, man, what you think about that track? You know, now we can reshoot the video. And I was like, I didn't like the motherfucker. He looked at me. I said, no, I loved it, man. And we hugged, talked shit, and became real good friends. And he took it to a level that it wasn't, you know.
Fire.
So that was the birth of a friendship, having it Hamilton's launch, and, you know, and even he did a deal with Jermaine Dupri after that and got to his level. And God is good. You're great.
That's great.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
I love that.
He did a versus battle in L.A. a few years back with Music Soul Child. And I went out there and...
Oh, yeah, I've seen that. I was watching that.
Right on.
Yes.
And it was good to see them, too. And Philadelphia, North Carolina, and Kentucky in the building. It was all right.
That's fire. It's crazy because, like, that song, Real Life, was, like, the start of what made me really appreciate, like, my hair texture, my nose, my lips, and just, like, where I'm from. Like, no matter how successful I get, I'm going to always have them nappy roots and have my black pride. So, like, what, like, did you ever imagine that your music would come off to inspire people the way that it do?
It was born by a black woman struggling with her kids and life in church.
Mm-hmm.
So I still hope. You know, I come from a single parent play.
Mm-hmm.
Pilots in the flow and two older sisters. So hopefully God made a way. And to that, we on the phone today.
Amen. Amen to that.
So that's what's going on. Mm-hmm. How long have you been at this?
How long I've been at the radio?
Yeah.
I just started. In April.
That's groovy. I'm meeting the new growth, the new fish. I know
in
the
April.
Hottest in town.
In April. Another one of my favorite tracks off of that album, I gotta say, is All in All. It was the lyrics for me because y'all actually was speaking some deep stuff. And it showed, like, pain and struggle. And a lot of people went over their heads, but I pay attention to the lyrics. But I remember back in the day, I used to hurry up, try to run to my grandma's TV and try to record it on the video thing.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, this is my song. I had a bunch of videos. I always caught it. But, like, what was the inspiration behind that particular track of, like, how y'all put it together?
Oh, no. Hell no.
Mm-hmm.
Like, not, dog. He didn't win. Yeah. No, no shit. Like, you know, oh, no, hell no. Like, you done hurt your head. Like, dog hit the pick four. Say who? Yeah.
Oh, nah, man.
Yeah. Oh, no. Are your team done won? You done up and done it. You bullshit.
Right.
No, for real. And it's that way. Just done the impossible. And a countryman looking at it and describing it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's
like
where
that.
That's where that come from. Where every now and then the bad guy win.
Mm-hmm. I love that. So, like, being that you've been in the music industry for so long, how do you feel how this music industry is changing and heading right now?
I'm glad for it. It's got to be new grass, new growth. Hip-hop's not just some sad story from the ghetto anymore. It emerged. It became a culture of its own. It gave the voiceless a voice. It gave the extreme just a mild look. What used to be out of hand and obnoxious and outrageous and insightful is normal life now. It's hip-hop. Relax, baby. Take it easy. And what
right.
It really is, let's get to the good part. And now it's marketable and it's everywhere. And it's still in the slums. And it's still where it started. And now it's so big that you ain't even got to walk down those roads of those gatekeepers that's selling weak used cars.
Mm-hmm.
Now you can get it popping and nobody got to certify you. You can certify yourself if you certify.
Right. Oh, I like that. I hope y'all listening to what he's saying, because he is definitely giving some gems right now, y'all. He's speaking real.
Man, we know where it's been. Show him where it's at. Mm-hmm. We know where it's been, you know. So I'm glad. It's 52 years old. It need to be more generous, mm-hmm. you know, in hip-hop. Song hip-hop, dance hip-hop, folklore hip-hop. You mm-hmm. know all that.
I'm loving that they adding the country in with the hip hop now.
Yeah.
That's fire how they doing that. I love that vibe.
I kind of did that 25 years ago, just being where we from.
Mm-hmm.
Words like All Now and Both Folks and Shout It Where You Hear That and Show Me
Love. That's my
song. You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
And so, you know, the country boys are rap. And it's always somebody who started and who says being first is always the best.
But you're the blueprint.
It's all right. I love how it goes and nothing stays the same.
Mm-hmm.
And there was an old guy named Twister. And
Busta
Rhymes, they told me, hey, man, this is a roller coaster. It comes back in a loop. Just stay who you are. And we'll look to you in about 20 years. Now I understand.
That's facts. Big facts.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, you were an artist under Atlantic, and when your guys had the second album that dropped, Atlantic went to reduce people out the group, and you didn't go for that. You stood solid. Like, what was going through your mind when they wanted to even make them changes with your group?
I just knew we weren't the Black Eyed Peas. I knew mm-hmm. that we all do something, and it might not necessarily be the lead voice,
mm-hmm.
but we got here as a unit, and people made sacrifices to get here. And mm-hmm. I would offer a few $1 million to lead him in the flow. And I didn't know I would get blackballed if I didn't take it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So, and then for to not do that and then have a motherfucker in the group trade on you, two or three of them, I don't think they done what they should have done. Maybe I should have took the money. What God got for you is for you.
Mm-hmm.
So, learning what I learned then, it's still loyal, I still with them. But, as time went on, God got a way of revealing things.
Mm-hmm.
So.
He's seeing here all things, never know.
Yeah, he removed me, you know, so. At times I wish I just took the money.
But I feel that though.
Yeah, you know, people gonna do you the way they're gonna do you. Mm-hmm. And you know, love don't love nobody, but you won't know until you love someone, you know?
Mm-hmm. That's facts right there.
So, if you ever cross me, all I can say is good luck. And my God don't play by me. And, so moving on that. You know, you find out things when people think it's over or safe.
Mm-hmm.
And life is a long time. So I've always been blessed to do music and keep going. I like the way things landed. I own my own dispensary and label. I'm on the phone with your chocolate ass. With God good to me.
Huh? Easily. Well, that's right. God is good all the time, and he works. Yeah. Like, he put us through certain situations to see if we going to fold or we going to stand 10 toes. We going to go through a lot of stuff. We going to have lose love, lose friends, lose whatever, because he's separating us because he has a better calling at the end of that tunnel. So, yes, I'm glad you stay positive through it.
I had to. I'll be a statistic. Mm-hmm. And then when you think about your parents' work, somebody them borrowed money. Maybe even $40 for you to have that shit. Hope mm-hmm. I would blow what my mother and father put together. Mm-hmm. Or anybody else's product. When you're a parent of your own, you value life a little more.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to reap what you sow.
Amen. Amen to that. So I also heard that during the Grammy brunch, Prince warned you about like corruption of the business. Is that true?
Hell yeah, that's why I let them boys beat me. I didn't know who would whack you over publishing. He just said, unhanded, boy. If you really who they say you are, and I believe it. Change your name.
Oh, wow.
Change your name. So I changed my name from Big V to Vito Banger. See, because I get into that publishing. So whoever the monster is can stay with that.
Right.
Say you out living in the paper trail or tell the paper trail, and you'll know who's stealing. But if you take your publishing now, it's easy to kill you.
That's a smart move.
Over that money. So if I wrote 3 hits or 4 hits or whatever, if you're a phenom, that's just getting you started. We know. Right. And you know, so some people live for the fortune, others for the fame. Me, it was for a craft, and I wanted to see my kids grow and things. I wasn't so, you know, this is the end all be all, you know, for me. I'm more of a homebody. You know, the limelight work when you're 20, but what about eternal? So being a preacher's kid, I looked at it different. But to meet these people and get this experience and to know that you belong on that top tier talent level, whether you're going to play ball to stay there is one thing or another.
So do you feel like it's best for artists to just stay independent and not tie themselves to these major labels for real?
I think it's best to do what works for you. How will we know you if you're independent?
Right.
Do you got $250,000 for that single, that campaign? If not, and you're really talented and you're great, make amends. Do what you have to do to go to the next level. Or is this the only song you can make? Then you probably won't be that special. But if you're a great talent and you're a producer, keep up with your publishing points. That is real estate. I would tell any artist, keep up with the publishing. Who's writing it? That's the value. Mm-hmm. And if they ain't writing it, don't have them around you.
Right. I heard that. I hope y'all got y'all pen and paper writing this down, artists. He is schooling y'all right now on what to do and what not to do.
Yeah. Be friends for a reason, but your friends can't go where you're going. And salt looks like sugar.
Mm-hmm.
So just know if you're a musician, you're a musician. Now, I know you're entourage, but they got to know the difference. And you got to know the difference.
Right. Absolutely. What other advice do you have for any up-and-coming artists or, like, producers, anybody trying to get in the game?
Know what you're getting into. You're going to lose your family at this. What God got for you is going to be a separation. And if you can't be by yourself, none, or accept the fact that, well, switch it around, fellas, because you cheer for Chocolate if she signed a record deal with Nicki Minaj tonight, and you put the kids on the bus, and don't worry about it, she'll call home when she's ready, and she got $400,000-$500,000 in her pocket, she can do what she want to and go up on any night, because you cheer for that, because you put the kids on the bus and shut up. Could you not follow, sniff around the phone and shit? Could you cheer for your other? Now think about that before you get in the game. Rap just ain't one night.
Mm-hmm. And then,
if you're a talent, are you afraid to be who you are? And who are you? And then when you're coming out, who they gonna replace? If, you know, people like good music. And I like Michael Jackson, T.I., Jeezy, Ross, 50 Cent, you know. Who am I going to play yours? And, you know, what will you bring to the game, in other words, that ain't here already?
Yep, that's absolutely true. You got to come different. Come with something that's not like everybody else to make you outshine them. For people to be able to respect and work with you for real.
Yeah, or just be you. Usually that's enough. Or if it ain't, do something else. But if you want people to be nice to you, sell ice cream. This is music. They ain't gonna look at you with talent show eyes.
Right.
Shit, I'm just letting you know it's rough now. If you don't want your business out there, don't get in this game.
Oh, Lord, yes.
Yeah.
All everybody's business be everywhere. I'm y'all got too much of y'all personal stuff all on this internet.
Yeah, if you doing shit you can't stand on, it ain't the game for you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's talk about Good Day. It was a lot of controversy going on with that track and the album at the time, but I seen that President Obama used it for his 2008 campaign. That's definitely monumental. So, like, how is that to know that the president used your song for a campaign? Awesome. And a black president at that, the first president.
Special. Illuminated part of my career to be on his campaign throughout Kentucky and to be at the first inauguration when they bring him out and for to be on his top 10 list of songs he played. That was a special point. Good Day. The song that keeps giving. Every part of the good movie here lately. That means I get to go to the mailbox. And since 2008, it's been the biggest song of my life. Shout out to Interscope, Big Al, 360, the rest of Nappy Roots. You know, it's like the Temptations. I'm just David Ruff. But that's still blue. That's Blue and Otis over. You wish you could work it like me, Otis. But yeah, man, that song come on. Like, I used to love Ice Cube's Good Day in the 90s. Still love it. But when Nappy Roots come on, my whole damn world goes into church mode. I go repast chicken and yellow cake. You know.
Repast chicken be good, too.
Hell yeah. 70 pieces for what? $25?
That's funny. That do be hit. I was like, oh, yes. Give me another piece of that chicken.
It's the song that keeps giving. It's on every great movie. And when somebody great loves your music, it just feels, you know, like a warm blanket over Granny's, you know?
That's so powerful, too, especially, like, when you said you lived through, like, segregation at the time around there. So to know, like, the first black president, we up there now. We got a first black president, and my song is playing. That's fire.
Yeah, and to see Aretha Franklin.
I loved her. Man, I loved her.
One of my favorite boys of all time.
Yeah.
Nobody like that.
It was her fashion too for me, cause she could, her dresses, her heels, she slay every time.
It was the biggie of R&B. Shaw. Yes. Hootie down to the sock.
Yep.
Just like that.
Yep. So aside from like music, we know that you're a father as well. Like, how has that been of like balancing that family life mixed with trying to get back into your career?
Thank you. It goes hand in hand. Like, they give me the lyrics and the family life. I'm daddy. Long as everything's running smooth, I ain't got to have my hands on it now, you know. And I've done the groundwork for the 15 years. Everybody kind of in their own orbit. And now I'm big daddy, you know, the second chapter. That's granddaddy. Got five grandsons and two granddaughters. So yeah, I'm busy, man, but they keep me young. Yeah,
I know that's right.
I got something to do every day for somebody.
I know that's right. Booked and busy and handling business at home. I know that is right.
Stay in my dispensary. I work. I'm up at 5 in the morning, and I'm usually asleep by 8:30.
And where's your dispensary located? Give everybody that information so they can come out and shop and check you out.
Kentucky, between Louisville and Nashville, off I-65, Vito's. Hit it on your Google and the rest is that.
Yes. I'm going to have to come out that way. My hometown is in Ohio, and that's not super, super far. So, yes, I'm going to have to come and check you out.
Come to Derby in May.
Oh, I want to come. I've never been to one.
You got to put on your pretty dress and your big hat and drinks and go up.
Oh, yes. You got to let me know that because I always wanted to go to one of them.
First weekend in May.
Oh, come yeah. I'm coming.
Put you in the room, get your real hats taken care of.
We oh, yeah, I'm coming to
like,
that.
Yeah, we like gizzards and potato planks, you know. Things oh, like yeah. that. Shish kebab, wine coolers. How you doing?
I take a wine cooler, yes, one or two.
Yeah. Yeah, come and see us. Thank you for the interview. Thank you for sharing your platform. And if anybody need that feature, that verse, that booking, that engineer, an A&R, maybe need to set some things up that you don't know you need set up, holler mm-hmm. at me at bigvofnappyroots@gmail.com.
Y'all heard that. And also make sure y'all check out his track, Get Money. He dropped that in July. It's my anthem because I don't get mad. I stay in my bag and get my money. So make sure y'all check that song out too.
And you have a great damn afternoon here.
Thank you. You too. Thank you so much for coming through.
All love, Chaka.
All right. Peace. Now that completes my show for today. I appreciate each and every one of y'all that tuned in and rocked out with your girl. Huge shout out to my very special guest, the legend, Big V of Nappy Roots, for stopping through. He a busy man. He took his time out to rock out with Chaka today. And I truly appreciate you so much. This is Talk with Chocolate, 93.7 Crown Radio. I'm your host, The Order Chocolate Dow. Until next time, y'all, I'm signing out. Peace.